Once again, go to axmytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axmytax.org.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Monday, January 5th, 2026 edition. Yeah, we are having some kind of burst is happening in our internet transfer from the studio up to the transmitter site. So I apologize. I'll ask my engineer, Devin Lawrence and Del Reynolds, about it. John and Julie down in Bay City, some housekeeping text messages. It's interesting to note that while Biden Harris were still in office, they offered a $25 million bounty to get Maduro. Yeah, originally it started out at 15, then they increased it to 25. Trump came into office January 20th of 2025, almost a year ago. He increased it to 50 million. But he said it would not be coming from the U.S. government. It was going to be Maduro's money that they had seized and tied up as a result of the grand jury indictment. Froze some of his assets here in the United States, different bank accounts, investment accounts and things, and basically was going to use his money for the bounty. I loved it. Well, one of the things that you have to understand is that this is going to be a very important, critical election year. It's official. 2026 is here. We're electing a new governor, a new secretary of state, a new attorney general, and a new U.S. senator. Nine questions that MERS News Service took a look at in the fact that we are going to be doing this in basically 10 months. Solid 10 months of campaigning going into the November election this year. Well, they wanted to get things started to set the table for what we could possibly be seeing going forward. First question on top of the political pundits' minds: will President Donald Trump endorse in the Republican gubernatorial primary? First question is, well, we need to ask if Trump will even be in a position to endorse this summer. Trump's polling numbers among Republican voters are still strong. But what happens if the Jeffrey Epstein files solidly connect Trump to a child sex trafficking ring? What if the economy doesn't rebound as predicted? What if prices stay high? What is going to happen if Trump can't deflect away from the cost of living or health insurance costs and the anxiety that goes along with it? Trump always seems to message his way out of troubles among his diehard followers, but let's see what he will do in the primary election. First of all, Trump wasn't thrilled about U.S. Congressman John James saying no to a reelection in his very competitive 10th congressional district seat in Washington. But what if what happens if James solidifies his lead come June or July? Somewhat similar to what Tudor Dixon did back in 2022, when basically just days before the primary, Trump endorsed her, giving her the nomination because of the endorsement. Does he back a winner and take credit for pushing James over the top? Or does he stay spiteful if the Republican field in the Michigan 10th district is floundering and they take a walk? Maybe if Mike Cox or Eric Nesbitt or some of the other candidates catch fire, what does Trump do then? Then another question to ponder: does Perry Johnson, Kevin Rinke, or Tudor Dixon decide to get into the race? Well, starting with the first name, Johnson, he can afford to buy name ID. Whether he got in last in February or gets in last this February, does it even make that much of a difference? If he was to get in, Johnson is probably too strange to get a plurality of support come the August primary. However, he could peel off some of James' inch-deep, mile-wide support among the passive Southeast Michigan Republican voters. What if Kevin Rinke decides to jump in, hoping to find his Rinke for Governor Part 2 flirtations that he's been making last year? What about huge groundswell support he still needs in order to get out there? Rinke has a sliver of Johnson's money, but could probably gin up about half the support Johnson could buy. Polling has shown that Dixon, the 2022 nominee, would make an immediate impact if she changed her mind and jumped into the governor's race. Previously, Tudor Dixon has said she's not running. Also, she'd need financing to keep things moving. Remember, most of the DeVos family haven't endorsed yet. Only Dan and Pamela DeVos have endorsed James via a James Super PAC. But Betsy, Dick, Doug, and Maria DeVos haven't endorsed anybody just yet. Next question: how will Labor endorse in the open U.S. Senate primary? It's hard to imagine that the UAW, the Michigan Education Association, and other majority labor unions won't get involved in a very competitive Democratic U.S. Senate primary. Probably one of the most competitive ones in more than 30 years. How will they break? Is it possible they'll all fall in line behind a common candidate? U.S. Congresswoman Haley Stevens, State Senator Mallory McMorrow, as well as Abdul El Sayed, all have a realistic shot at this nomination. It's more likely they'll pick their own horse, kind of like what they did back in the 2002 gubernatorial primary. Question number four: can Macomb County Clerk Anthony Forlini win at the state convention? Arguably, the Republicans' best chance to win a statewide seat in November is the Secretary of State, where the Republicans have an experienced and likable candidate with the sitting Macomb County clerk, while the Democrats' fields seemed to be shifting sands. Well, from John Smetanka to Christina Caramo, Republican delegates have proudly thrown general election-ready candidates overboard or broke. Unknown strident conservatives who struggle to get even 45% in November. Will they do it again? Question number five. Who does Mike Duggan, a Democrat running as an independent for governor, who does he pick for his lieutenant governor running mate? We could even ask the same thing about Jocelyn Benson or possibly John James. Honestly, though, it doesn't really matter. No offense, but did Garland Gilchrist II or Shane Hernandez make any difference in the 2022 governor election results? Absolutely not. However, from a political intrigue perspective, the Duggan pick is more captivating because it shows where he feels like he needs more help. Would it be somebody from West Michigan, Northern Michigan, a legislator, a Republican, a Democrat, nonpartisan? Or would it be somebody from the private sector, private industry? Unless the campaign is taking on water, it's doubtful we'll know soon. Now, a very interesting question, number six. We have a total of nine. Does Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist preside over the Senate if the Republicans win the 35th State Senate District, basically having a tie 19-19? Of course, who wins the seat in the first place will be captivating pre-election must-see TV. The problem for Gilchrist is if a Republican wins and the partisan balance becomes 19-19, then the lieutenant governor showing up at the Senate over the last few times in this past year also has to vote with the Democrats. Very, very interesting development if the Republicans win that seat. We'll finish off these nine questions. Last segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's good words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the good words book by Rick Randall.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one here on this Monday. Just wrapping up these nine questions heading into this election year of 2026. If the Republican wins the 35th State Senate District, it'll be a 19-19 split in the Senate chambers. Will Governor Gretchen Whitmer or the Senate Democrats need his votes when it comes to crafting a budget, having to bring him back to Lansing off the campaign trail? Do the Republicans force him to break the tie for all sorts of budget amendments? Maybe, if they figure they need to negotiate with House Speaker Matt Hall before even dealing with the Senate, what would happen if the Republican Senate Majority Leader Eric Nesbitt takes on the role of head negotiator in the Senate? Does Tom Leonard, former Speaker of the House, announced candidate for governor, does he drop his long-shot gubernatorial bid to run for Michigan State Supreme Court? Republicans don't even have an announced Supreme Court candidate with less than 3 months from their endorsement convention. And unless Leonard wins the Mega Millions lottery, it's hard to see him getting his name out there against three much more better finance candidates. Sitting Justices Megan Kavanaugh and Noah Hood will presumably be on the ballot in November. Can Tom Leonard ride the Donald Trump wave and become a Supreme Court justice? Final question. What is Attorney General Dana Nessel going to do after politics when her term is over starting January 1st of 2027? The political talking class may be more interested in this answer than Nessel herself. She was a private attorney before she became Attorney General. It's not hard to imagine her going back to her practice and doing it again and being able to charge a lot more money. Then again, what if she filed for Congress against U.S. Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib or filed for governor to run against Jocelyn Benson and the others? Just saying. All kinds of questions to be asking going into this nominating convention, March 28th of this year in Novi for the Republicans, and the Democrats holding theirs shortly thereafter. Primary on August 4th, going to be very interesting. Well, somebody made quote of the day, and it was due to her lack of participating in voting in the state house. State Representative Karen Whitsitt, Democrat of Detroit, whose well-documented absences prematurely ended the lame duck session in 2024, Well, what happened in 2025? MERS News Service looked at her attendance record and her roll call votes. She missed 86.4% of the House's roll call votes in 2025. As her disenchantment over the state legislature's work continued under split power, the House took 378 roll call votes last year. Whitsitt cast yes votes with the Republicans 52 times. She cast no vote. And the next closest miss vote number was 137. Meanwhile, 55 of the 147 legislators serving last year in 2025, 37.4% cast perfect voting record, meaning they made every single roll call vote. She missed 86.4 of them. Whitsitt said she has battled health problems for a year, but she attributed most of her absences to her strong belief that the legislature doesn't vote on many bills that are even worth her time or that her community of Detroit are even concerned about. Republican or Democrat, she says she sees more shameless self-promotion and people making money off of legislative actions than the moves that benefit the regular people in her community. She even was given quote of the day. For Friday, this past Friday, January 2nd, she said, "I know what I do. God knows what I do. The people in my community know what I do. And that's all that matters to me. Don't really care about what they're doing in Lansing most days. I care about my people." So, pretty interesting dynamic from one Democrat state representative down in Detroit. Now that they are in the minority, 58 Republicans, the 52 Democrats, kind of getting treated the way the Republicans were treated for 2 years while the Democrats had the majority. Yeah, you know what? I'm not even going to subject myself to that. I'm not even going to be there. But yet she's still getting paid to be a full-time state representative. Kind of an interesting story. One other story we're going to get to in the third hour, and this is interesting. Two-thirds of the legislators did not even have a public act passed and signed into law last year. We're going to get into that one later. If you have any questions for Missy from My Pure Health Solutions, she's going to join us this first Monday of 2026. As soon as we get back, short break, we'll be right back with Missy.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV.